And so does he.
Okay, we're starting. We're starting.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome to another episode of Great Minds Drink Alike.
Okay.
Cheers, Grandma.
Cheers.
We have an audience today. My best friend, Lily.
Okay. Will they be participating?
My parents? No. No, they're not.
You said you have an audience.
Yeah, that is just Lily. They're I don't know. They're here for the booze.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on.
Okay, what?
There's a lot in the news. Have you heard?
I do listen to the news.
Have you heard about Khloe? Our bestie?
Okay,
Khloe Kardashian.
She had a baby.
Yes, but...
Did I hear about that she's not married yet?
Okay, well, yes, yes.
Yes what?
Her boyfriend is a whole scandal.
I didn't hear that.
All right, I have the entire timeline mapped out. There's a whole scandal.
Him?
Yes,
that's right.
He's been cheating on her.
While she was having the baby, he was with his girlfriend.
Yes, he's been cheating on her for months and...
Now I remember.
He has.
Yeah, I heard.
I mean, as she was having the baby, he was...
Well, this is the thing, and this is the fishy thing, that the entire scandal came out on the day she went into labor.
Right, exactly. That I heard.
So who do you think orchestrated that? Is that a coincidence?
Well, do you think it was the girlfriend or the news media?
I think it was Kris Jenner.
Oh, maybe. Why would he do that?
This is my theory that TMZ had a hold of this information a while ago, but Kris Jenner is so powerful that she was able to stop them from releasing that information because they're obviously going to release this information. They had all these videos.
Okay.
They were obviously going to release this information at some point.
You think
and
so?
Kris Jenner stopped it, and then Khloe starts having contractions, and then, like...
Wait a minute.
Now, everybody's love for Khloe has gone up, like, tenfold, because they're like, oh my god, this poor woman. She goes into labor, and she finds out her boyfriend has been cheating on her.
I hope she kicks him in the behind.
She's not going to. She gave the baby his last name.
Oh, she's a silly... Well, that's not too smart. What was the baby's name? I forget.
True.
That's
the
a name?
The baby's name is True?
Yes, True Thompson. Ooh. Anyway. I have the timeline. So, we first learned of this news on April 10th, which I guess was...
When she had the baby.
Right, this is when she went into contractions.
Right.
Yeah, so a video surfaced of Tristan getting, quote-unquote, up close and personal with another girl on April 7th. So, like, three days prior.
That was before the
Believe
me.
So, 3 days prior.
Right.
And it wasn't clear in the video what happened, but apparently they shared a kiss.
It's just a kiss.
And the source of the video, whatever ho was taping the video in the club.
Right.
Lily, can you stop?
Says they were making out all night. So.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Well, yes, that's just what the source said. Whoever was taking the video with their iPhone.
Right.
Trying to get it to
go. What? Oh, my God. So. So then another video later on April 10th, another video surfaced, showing him bringing the girl to his hotel.
Woohoo!
In New York City.
Wow.
The hotel that the whole team was staying at. You know, he's a basketball player.
I know who he is.
They stayed there for 4 hours and then they went back out. So they went to a club. They got back at whatever time, and they went back out to Soho House, and then they got back to that hotel at 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did not appear again. This is on a Saturday night. So they got back like 5 a.m. on a Sunday. She didn't appear again till Monday at 8 p.m.
Hmm. Okay.
in her same clothes she was wearing on Saturday.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, I mean...
Obviously. Couldn't he even afford to give her some new clothes?
They weren't baking cookies, I don't think.
No, but I think they should have been... He should have bought her some new clothes.
I mean, it's just dirty. Like, obviously...
Dirty.
She's a dirty pig.
That wine doesn't taste good. I didn't want
So then,
no, not that.
Open up another one.
Let me have it.
Grandma, you cannot walk away from the microphone.
The people can't hear you. The listeners.
Okay, so then more videos surface from other times that he's been cheating on her. A video from October.
From October?
Yes, a video from October surfaced. Chloe was only 3 months pregnant.
And she didn't realize this?
Obviously not. He's a basketball player. He's like out there hoeing. He's hoeing. He's dunking and he's dipping and doing it as Wendy Williams
dipping
likes
and dunking
to say.
His
dipping
chocolate,
and dunking.
His fudge bar.
I like it.
Yes, he's dipping it in something. So this surfaced from D.C. No, but that's the thing with basketball players, though. Like, they're always traveling. They're always in some hotel.
Yeah.
And, like,
football
girls,
players, baseball
all,
players.
All sports members. What do you call them? Athletes?
Yeah.
All athletes.
Ma, look how funny.
They are... Girls are just falling all over them.
Double lock.
And nobody's, like, has good intentions. What girl has good intentions
Wait a minute.
She wants to go, like,
Gita... was a baseball player for many, many years, and they haven't got one black mark against him. And he was traveling the same way.
I don't know if that's true.
That's true. He's been... No, that's true. I would bet my life on it.
You ever think for Derek Jeter?
I love him.
Oh, my God.
Isn't he with the...
He's married now, and he has...
No, that is A-Rod is with J-Lo.
No, he's married now, and he's... coach of the Marlins in Florida.
So he would try to Florida?
Well, yeah.
More stereotypical there.
Whatever. I would swear that he has never had a black mark against him.
Yeah, that's definitely not true.
That is true.
Definitely not.
You
but, I
find
mean,
something
against
him.
He probably just has a really good publicist.
No, you find something against him and I will apologize, but you won't.
I will apologize.
We'll
Rodriguez,
have to do it on the next
yes.
Pod.
Rodriguez, definitely.
What is she doing? I got the pepper open.
Oh. Okay. I couldn't get
anyway,
it.
Anyway, back to the timeline.
Okay, we're back to the timeline.
Okay, so a video surfaced from DC in October shows Thompson with
nobody
two women at a hookah bar, and I saw the video and it's very incriminating.
Really?
There's like two, he's in like a bar, like a public place, and these two girls are like all over him, hands in,
really?
In pants.
Woohoo!
His hands on
you
your
shirt.
You
saw that on the thing?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't think that's
The girl says that he gave the impression that the relationship was not serious with Chloe, which obviously was a lie. Like, obviously everybody knows they were in a serious relationship. Anyway. So this girl who was spotted, he was spotted with in New York, took to Instagram to confess that, to post a sex tape.
Okay.
And from the tape, you can't tell. You can't see his face, but obviously.
So, wait a minute. Why did this girl take this tape? What was her reasoning? I mean.
She wants to be famous.
Oh, does that make you famous to have sex with somebody?
Hello, Chloe's sister. That's how she got famous. How do you think?
I mean, yes, but would you like to portray your boyfriend or your husband or whatever on a sex with someone else so that everybody in the world could see it?
No, that's not her boyfriend, though. She's doing this for fame. And nobody, like, puts their sex tape out. Oh, my God. Relax. Nobody wants their sex tape to get out there.
Obviously, she did.
Well, yes, because she wants fame, but this is not somebody she cares about. Like, obviously somebody...
And what does he say about the sex tape? He must have seen it.
Well, he hasn't said anything publicly.
Anyway,
so not only does she put this sex tape on Instagram, but she puts on Instagram that she's pregnant.
Oh, the girlfriend?
Yeah, the girl. The girl that... Yes, right. The girl. Miss Stephanie. God. At
See
Miss
what's
Stephanie.
Wrong with the world?
And her account is private. I tried to follow her, but she hasn't accepted.
Oh.
I've never seen a private Instagram account with 25,000
followers. See why you
gotta
worry when you get married? You never know if you're gonna marry your sister or your brother because everybody's having sex and having babies.
What?
Well, same years. This girl, and maybe she has a boy, and they're going to get together, and the next thing you know,
you're marrying
your mother
your
is
brother?
Your brother. Yeah, you're marrying your brother.
So do you think that it is smart for anybody in a relationship to get a DNA test to make sure they're not related to their partner?
Yes.
Did you do that with your marriage?
No, but we did have some kind of a test that we had to have. We had to have a blood test to find out that why we... I think it was that we didn't have syphilis. I don't know. Something that Daddy and Poppy and I had to have. But everybody had to have it at that time. But now nobody does that. Everybody just does whatever they want to do.
You know that syphilis is in no way related to, like, similarities in DNA and being brother and sister with
somebody? It doesn't matter. It matters if you have... what is that, HIV? Or
syphilis
whatever?
Is like
That's what, when we got married, that's what we had to do to make sure
right,
that
one
of us did.
Syphilis is definitely an
STD. Yeah, but it doesn't, I don't think people have it anymore.
No,
people
has to have a test anymore.
Do you have syphilis still?
Do you get a syphilis test when you go to the gyno?
Really?
You do?
I think so.
I didn't think when you got married anymore that you had to have that done. We had to have that test done before we got married.
No, because now people just get tested for sexually transmitted diseases anyway.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, they do. I mean,
okay.
They should.
All right. You're right.
You probably
know more about it than I do. Somebody in the bar asked me something about in these villages they have, I think it's STD. And I said, what?
Wait, what? They have STDs in
they
the
said,
villages?
Yeah, they said the villages
the
in
STDs
Florida.
Are everywhere. They're in that
no,
area.
No, but they
right
said
now.
In the
Be
village
careful.
Where there was all these elderly women and elderly men that were 60, 65, blah, 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 boom. I guess they were having sex, whatever. So this guy asked me, he said, that's what they have. And I looked at him like he was crazy. And Suzanne says to me, Ma, do you know what that is? I said, nope.
What kind of STD?
Sexual transmitted diseases.
Right, but which one? That everybody in the village had it. Is there
no,
like,
they were. It was common because everybody was having
everybody
sex, with,
sex
everybody,
with everybody,
I guess.
So it's like college.
I guess so. I didn't go to college, and I'm not going to the villages.
Well, I imagine if, like, the village...
In the, you know, like, you know what the
village
is.
The village
are.
Manho... At SUNY New Paltz had an STD.
Really?
A lot of girls would have
that's
them.
Terrible.
Yes, it is, but this is the world we live in.
Why? They should use condoms.
Yes, of course.
Did I whisper that?
And you can get them free at the health center, so.
Right, and you can also rob them from the drugstore.
Or you can buy them with your own money. Why do you need to rob them? Anyway.
Oh, I'm good.
Well, Miss Stephanie...
You don't like it, you said.
Oh. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Well, take... I have another one in the bottom, probably.
Stephanie should have used protection. Oh,
Brian,
she's truly pregnant with Tristan
think
Thomas's...
Think of a cute quote from my photo.
Okay.
All right. I happened to tune in on the Housewives of...
the river. That's okay. The Charles... Is it
the
Charles River?
It's in New
yeah.
York.
Yeah. You see the river?
It was this
I can't see
blonde.
It. I know. It's Charles River.
And they were talking about this other woman who showed her...
It's like over the... Yeah,
Sonia Morgan showed her vagina.
Yeah,
yes.
to the other one's boyfriend. Because she had
like,
no underwear
like,
on.
Oh, you're talking
day.
About the Real Housewives right. of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And... Erica Girardi was
right.
not wearing underwear, and PK
right.
said,
"He peaked."
Oh
my God.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right.
Erica, we don't need to see your pretty little puss.
I know. I'm saying, what the heck is going on with this crazy world?
Yes, and that site, Dorit and PK.
PK, my love. Bubby.
How about B?
Bubby, did you see Erica's puss?
This is like normal, and that's like,
she
like this.
Yes. Oh, well, God. Yes. I mean, that's, yes. That's
the way
whole,
it goes.
Yeah. Sometimes somebody's husband just.
Right.
So, anyway.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so then. Apparently, I just learned today, he was in a relationship and had a child with a woman right before.
Another child?
Right. Right before he got. Started dating Chloe.
So now we got three kids running around this world with his sperm and his DNA.
Right. Well, his sperm manifested into
And we don't know where they are. And they're all going to meet each other someday. And they're all going to be sisters and brothers. And
I don't think that like people like the Kardashians just like randomly meet people though. There's like a whole thing involved.
This one.
Anyway. You know what? There's always that one black sheep
down below. I gotta make it.
That just runs away from the family.
Right. Who, for the night.
This is like The Godfather 3.
Like, just for the night. You know, just for, like, I'm going to be...
Like, I have to change
the... Hattie's rebellion, and I'm going to go with this fella over here.
Yeah, but usually you don't, like, you don't wind up sleeping with your brother.
Oh, please. You don't know it's your brother. I just told you, you don't know if it's your brother. He laid his eggs in a few different women.
That's, yeah.
I mean, like his eggs, but.
No, I guess that's true. If you were
right.
A promiscuous man.
Exactly. You got a lot of babies out there who don't.
No, I mean, no, it's true, though. Like, men just, like, they don't even know. Like, they could have, like, several children.
They don't care.
And they would never. But they don't have to know. Like.
Yes, I know they don't have to know, but I'm saying that young people fall in love, and the next thing you know, you may be falling in love with your brother or your sister.
Well, actually, I heard this thing the other day that's actually very common for, like, if a parent and a child got, they never met, and, like, say, like, a father never met his daughter.
Right.
Then they wind up, like, connecting later on in life just, like, because they're souls are somehow connected, they wind up like dating, not knowing it.
Maybe.
Their souls are connected.
It's possible.
Yeah, just because like there's a pull that they need to know each other, but it's not meant
well,
to be
you
in
know
that
what?
Way.
I'm not really in love with the Kardashians.
Kardashians.
I don't like them either.
Yeah, you don't conceal Bake Brighton? You know what that means.
Means I don't like them. I don't like them as a family. I don't like how they do things. I don't like how they think they can get away with everything. I mean, not that they're committing a crime. Don't get me wrong.
The government? What's happening?
They're not committing crimes, but they're morally, I don't think they're a good family.
All right. I mean, they are definitely, like, corrupt in many ways, and they're obsessed with themselves. But, like, I respect what they're doing. Like, they are literally making so much money off of, like, just being famous.
And
they're smart. Like, they're very smart
but
about
Rebecca,
their
you're not
businesses.
Thinking that you could also, if I wanted to get rid of all my morals and do this with this and do that with that, you know what? I can make a lot of money. Anybody could. But it's the people who keep their morals, who are right, who are good, don't make money. But what does that mean? That's for self-respect, isn't that more important than money?
Yes and no. Can't you have both?
You can if you do it correctly.
I'm going to have both because I'm going to be famous.
You can if you do it correctly. Not if you let your morals down.
So I can keep my morals and be just as famous.
That's
as
up to you. That's entirely up to you. I'm
like
behind
Kim
you
Kardashian, 100%. Like Kim Kardashian minus the sex tape.
I'm behind you 100%. If you want to be rich and famous and you want to have a fashion line, don't tell me that they have these fashion lines without having little kind of crook, not a little, not so kosher. I'm a firm believer on that.
I mean, we need some facts, though. Like, I mean, I would love to dig up, like,
I don't know facts dirty, because I'm
dirty,
not, yeah.
dirty facts about
I know,
the Kardashians.
But we're not involved in that circle, so how can we? And anyone who is involved in that circle who does get something that's off-colored, most likely will be told to shut up, will be shipped like, what's his name? That's Sheldon? He found out something about the government, and the next thing you know, he's in...
No, that's exactly what would happen.
Yeah, so
if like somebody stepped out of line,
exactly.
Like Kylie, one of Kylie's friends stepped out of line because she's got a little posse going on.
Yeah,
they would be literally,
exactly,
like sent to Siberia.
Right, exactly.
Or that cold place.
Exactly
over there.
Siberia is good.
Siberia, yeah, that's the cold one.
That's a cold place.
Anyway.
Okay, let's go.
Anyway, back to, so her name is Jordan Craig, the mother of his first child. And there is rumors that Khloé got with Tristan when they were still together.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, their son is only 16 months old now, so that means that literally doesn't even make any sense. That means that he was born... The first child was born in, like, December of 2016.
Okay.
And that's exactly when Khloé and Tristan started dating.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a little, I guess.
It's a little funny.
It's a little funny. But anyway, like, if she did start dating him when he was with this Jordan Craig girl,
right.
that... means that she knew he was a cheater.
She didn't know it. How do you know she knew he was still seeing her?
Because he's a public figure.
And
no famous person starts dating a famous person without literally knowing everything about them.
Really?
Yes, okay. Of course.
Well, I guess
just
they,
how like I literally
they make
like,
believe.
You can start dating somebody in this age. You stalk their social media. You know everything about them. You know what their ex-girlfriend looks like. You know how long they were with their ex-girlfriend.
Right. Oh well. I guess you're right.
Could know anything with one swipe through the good old IG page. And she has more access.
Really? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is,
I think you sent those to
us. Yes.
So, my point is, can we stay on track, people?
I'm paying attention.
Is this sort of like... how you go into a relationship is how you come out of it. Like, if you're going into the relationship being the one that you're, like, the guy is cheating with, is that, like, bound to happen to you, or is he bound to cheat on you? Because this happens a lot.
If he's a cheater, he's a cheater.
That's what I'm saying. It's once a cheater, always a cheater.
Exactly.
Should Khloé be surprised?
Khloé's stupid.
Well, obviously, I mean, you have to be,
you know,
a little
what?
Bit more
love
careful.
Is not blind. It is, you know, you say, yes, it is, love is blind, until, you know, people say this and that, and you say, oh, no, he's in love with me, blah, blah, blah. But when the proof comes in front of your face, then you got a problem. Then
and
you're
we
stupid.
Shouldn't, like, blame Khloé. Like, this is not the girl's fault. She's clearly the victim here. She was literally... The head of the child was out of her vagina, and she finds
wrong.
Out
nobody is
he's
a dick.
Cheating
nope.
on her.
Yeah.
I was trying to get
she's not.
I was gonna boomerang.
She's wrong.
It's not her
and
fault, though.
Yes, it is.
But then I was.
But like, she fell in love.
Doesn't matter. You fall in love. You find out somebody's a cheater or a murderer or whatever. You. Doesn't matter. Cheater, murderer, robber, drug addict, alcoholic. You can get out of the relationship. You should get out of the relationship. Beater. Whatever you want to be.
So you think a murderer is on the same level as, like, drug addict?
Oh, possibly.
You think murderer is on the same level as,
yeah,
like,
because a murderer, if a drug addict doesn't get his his fix, he may murder somebody.
Well, yeah, I guess it all comes down to, like, you know, the thing of an addict is an addict. Like, maybe Tristan's just, like, a sex addict.
Well, that's a shame.
And he probably can't
help.
Drink that much because he has to, like, play basketball. So he gets his fix by just sleeping around.
Well, he should get his fix by playing
maybe
basketball.
Maybe she's like, okay, she maybe she has.
You
like
agree
very,
with her?
No, I have a point here. Maybe she is heavily attracted to addicts. Her ex-husband is a huge drug addict, died, and then, like, came back to life.
Well, she should get help.
I mean,
put your put the thing on. You want me to do it?
No, it's fine, Ma. He's only just...
It's on 72, I think. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. I feel bad for Chloe, and I hope she
gets her senses together. You know what? You know what? None of them are happy.
Of course, some of them are.
Oh, which ones?
I think Courtney's happy. She's got a young, fit boyfriend, 24... He's like 6'5".
And how old is she?
38.
She ain't happy.
What? I mean, I don't know why she would want to date a 24-year-old.
A 24-year-old boy doesn't know, a boy, doesn't know what to do with a woman who's 36.
Doesn't know what to do with any woman. Nobody should date a 24-year-old.
No. So they're not happy either. So who else do you think is happy?
No, it's getting good.
I really don't feel that they're happy.
I mean, I think Kylie's happy because she has, like, little to no brain cells, so she's just like...
Wonderful.
She's like...
So we got a retard who's happy.
Grandma, you cannot say that word.
That's not political.
Mentally challenged person.
Little to no brain cells.
Well...
She's just like...
So she's happy?
I'm so happy.
I mean, you know what? You go to the hospital, there's a lot of people with mentally deficiency who are very happy. They don't even know they're unhappy.
They're not unhappy if they just think they're happy.
Exactly. So that's what she thinks.
Yeah, she's just like living in her own little world with like her little baby just riding around her.
Is that a way to live?
Fendi stroller, like, and like a little bodycon dress.
Rebecca, that's not a way to live.
It looks fun.
It's not a way to live. I'm sorry. You gotta live with happiness and knowing what you're doing and knowing what the end results are gonna be. That's all I can tell you.
Yes, this is true.
I know.
We have, if we want to move on from this convo, we have an email.
From who?
A listener that had needed advice.
All right, lay it on me.
Let's see. It's a long email.
Well, you can read.
Okay. I met this guy online in June. He lives across the country, and I'm here in Boston. Since we started speaking, he's visited me in Boston twice, and I visited him once. I really like him. I mean, I think he's very attractive. He's a good person, and he's good between the sheets.
Woo!
Wink, wink.
Whoa, he must have a very long situation. She's in California. He's over here.
I'd say he's got a long
situation. I mean, give me a break.
With calling it these days a situation.
She sheets with him.
Look at that.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, I could have said something worse, but I try to clean it up a little bit.
How long is this situation?
I mean, from California to here,
okay.
And she had nice,
wait,
underneath the sheets.
Listen, if you listen to the rest of the email, you get the context.
Okay,
but
go
I
ahead.
Feel like he shows no interest in my life, meaning he doesn't ask me any questions, shows no curiosity about what I do, where I come from, what I like, who I am, anything. I'm not used to this. I guess usually when I first start to date people, there is a passion, a light, an energy, where we are both starved to learn about the other. That's like... dramatic. With this guy, for example, when I visited him in his hometown at one point, we were in the car for 3 hours, and the car ride was essentially silent. We don't know each other that well yet, so I felt like there should be so much to explore, talk about, and learn about each other. But when I tried to start conversation, he responded, "You don't like silence very much, do you?" I tried to explain that I have nothing against silence, but I feel like we should be chatting and learning more about each other at this early stage. So then he asked, "How was your day?" And I responded, but I had spent the entire day in the car with him, so there wasn't much to say. But then it fell flat again, though I did my best to reply with open answers and questions back at him, modeling the behavior I was hoping for from him. When I try to bring up the fact this really bothers me, he responds defensively, saying something along the lines of, "Ugh, why are you complaining?" So I end up laughing it off for fear of coming across as needy or uptight. When I tell him it really bothers me, he assures me I shouldn't take it personally. However, when I am with him, he always seems interested in other things. His phone, outside, something else, anything else. Despite this, I am somehow still attracted to him and somehow still think he's a good person. The occasions when he does seem tuned in to what I'm saying, he comes across as kind and insightful. In between visits, we do talk on the phone, but the conversations are light, casual, and mostly about him. I know that I won't be able to get everything I'm looking for in one person, but given the fact that we live so far apart and that this is a substantial concern, I don't know what to do. There are some times that I have an absolute blast with him, and we have similar goals and desires and come from similar family backgrounds, so I could see myself possibly...
Wait a minute, she doesn't know about anything about it, but now she knows all this?
I guess...
Similar backgrounds, family?
She knows, like, from their initial... I mean, you know, that stuff. That's, like, basic stuff.
Well, he's still talking.
Right. Similar family background, so I could see myself possibly building a future with him. But then there's the rest of the time. What do you think?
Forget him.
I mean, I agree. Like,
forget him. You don't know nothing about him.
But I don't understand why she's even entertaining this. Like, if you can't even...
Because he's good and, like, they have a good sex life.
Okay, so she just wants to... He's in California.
She didn't say that. She said he was...
Good.
Did she say he was in California?
Yeah.
Boston. Somebody's in Boston.
She's in Boston.
And he's in California.
That's far.
That is a long distance.
That's not going
to work. No, he lives across the country. We don't know that. Well, that's so far.
Why did I get him? He was in California.
Well,
across
the country.
I feel like we need more details. Like, is there a reason why he's coming to Boston? Like, is he coming to Boston for work? Then, like, obviously he doesn't really care about her. He's just trying to get his lay in Boston.
Right. I think she should forget him. Who needs him?
There's a lot of people that live in Boston. I think that she could find someone in Boston.
Well, this is the problem with online dating, because people are just like, oh, well, I can, like, literally talk to anybody in the world online.
I know, but I don't understand that.
Well, I don't either. Why do you want to talk online for so long?
Well, it doesn't make any sense. They want an...
I feel like he's obviously only interested in one thing if he's not even going to, like, talk about anything.
Well, he did talk about her family. She knows it's about his family. And
but those are like simple, those are like surface questions. Like,
I
how
know,
many brothers and sisters
but
do you
it's,
have?
It's a conversation.
That's it. That's like.
Maybe she's just dull, also. Is she that desperate? How old is she? Oh, it doesn't say.
We need more details.
Yeah, it doesn't say how old she is. I mean.
But, okay, so if you were going to give her advice, it would just be...
Forget him.
Forget him?
Yeah, forget him. He's not for her. And move on.
She needs somebody where she can, you know...
Anybody can have sex with you. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But something is pulling her towards him all the way across the country.
I don't know what. But, I mean, sex is sex. Sex doesn't mean anything.
But it does... To certain people. It does more to girls.
If it leads to something, then it's fine.
But more like girls, for girls, it's more like
so,
emotional. Like they only, sometimes they only like truly.
Who's that?
Olivia.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Gerber's
inside. Truly enjoy it if it's with somebody that means something to them. And guys, is most of the time, they don't even give a shit who the person is.
But listen.
Hole is a hole. Some guys is a hole is a hole type of guy.
Yes, I know. But if for a woman, if she has sex with a man or whatever, fellow, whatever it is. I'm going to call him a man. And he leaves her. Me as a woman would feel very rejected and used.
Yes.
In other words, so why would I want to have sex with someone who I don't feel that I know him or I want to go on with him?
Well,
you feel like you are been, you know, you're rejected. You're just
right.
What
exactly.
Are you? So why would woman want to do this?
Because she
is one.
Because she, well, she can't help what he did to her. She can only help how she feels. So she is feeling that, like, emptiness. She's feeling probably rejected by this guy.
Right.
He probably didn't even text her the next day.
Right.
And she can't help what he did, though. That's not, like, not
her fault.
Yeah,
no, but she shouldn't do it again.
No, I don't think she should do it again.
Exactly.
But...
You are just being used, almost like a... a woman of the night.
Yes. Yes, we are not women of the night.
No. Not if you have any kind
of conversation.
You know, morals after. Or self-respect. You don't do that.
Right. So, I don't think she should continue this sexual relationship.
Nope. It's a bad move. And she needs to talk to one of her friends or her mother or someone.
Okay, so this brings up a question. So say we brought in this conversation to, like, texting. And if guy's not, this is different. Say you're talking and when you're together, but then, like, the texting is bad or, like, you don't think they're texting you as much. Do you think that's a problem? Because this day and age, people are, like, only communicate through text.
Say that again, what you're asking me?
So we brought in this conversation. It's not, the problem isn't when, you know, two people are together. It's that they don't text that much.
Okay.
In this day and age, literally texting everybody all day, every day.
I don't believe in texting anyway. I believe in picking up the phone and talking.
So you think when somebody asks a girl on a, guy asks a girl on a date, he should pick up the phone and call?
Yes.
Oh,
pick up the phone. Well, you're asking me.
But before you go on a first date with somebody, you don't even know them.
I know, but you pick up the phone and you say, Jane, I would like to take you to the movies or dinner. How about it? Now, obviously, she should know him, whoever he is. They should have met somewhere in the process or in the time slot where he's calling her and asking her for a date. That's all I'm saying. There should have been a time slot where he met her and she knows who he is. And yes, he should pick up the phone and say, do you want to go to the movies? Do you want to go to dinner? Whatever. I don't think texting is the answer. That's me. You want to text me and say, how do I feel? Or I could see you saying to me, would you like to go out to dinner? Okay, yes, I would love to. Thank you very much. Okay, then if you text her, 8 o'clock in such and such a place, that's a different story.
Right.
So, but texting is secondary compared to talking on the phone and getting the response, you know, yes, I want to see you again.
Yes, just so you know, though, like, nobody does that.
Well, that's...
Everybody texts only.
I would not want anyone to text me and say, do I want to go out to dinner with them?
I don't think in my lifetime I'll ever get asked on a first date with a phone call.
And I also don't agree that people shouldn't come to the door, knock on the door and come in and say, I'll pick you up. In other words,
someone
at the curb.
No, they should definitely beep the horn at the curb.
See? So, you know, I'm...
There's could be nothing worse. Okay. I've changed my statement before, saying there's nothing worse than getting a phone call from somebody you've never been on a first date with. There's nothing worse than them coming to the door at your house.
Well, you would know they were coming. They're not going to just show up.
Yeah, but then, like, you live with other people and they have...
That's it, right? They don't have to come in. They knock on the door. Are you ready, Rebecca, to go out? Okay, fine. Bye. Good night.
No,
nobody
I'll
says they
walk,
have to sit down.
I'll walk down the
yeah,
street.
But that's not right.
It's fine.
That's the world.
Like, there's worse things.
That's the world. I understand what you're saying, but you're asking me, and I'm saying, do not text me and ask me to go out to dinner. Call me. Let me text me and tell me where you want me to meet you, or, you know, are you going to pick me up? Fine. But you're talking to not a young woman.
I guess you have different standards.
I'm talking about a woman who's been through it.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel. That's what I wanted my kids to do. None of my kids ever met anybody with the beeping of the horn.
Yeah, but there's no beeping of the horn. They just text.
Well, whatever.
So if the guy's outside, he just texts you.
No,
like,
whatever.
I'm
texting,
here.
Beeping on the horn. No, they all came in, knocked on the door, and okay, you know. But that's, you know, that's just the way I feel. But, you know, maybe that's not in your world, but that's in my world.
Definitely not. Yeah, I won't be answering any doors for guys to pick me up for dates, and I won't be answering their phone calls.
Well,
prefer if they text.
Well, that's I don't know if that's everybody's thoughts, honey. I can't say that that's everybody's thoughts. I know some of my grandchildren, their boyfriend or my grandsons did go to the knock on the door and have the person.
Ew.
I'm not going to mention names. And I was very upset when the girlfriend didn't come to the house, and when he called her, she did come in. No. You know, I'm just saying that's...
It's 9 o'clock.
All right, well...
I think he's pitching. I understand. Honey.
That's Hollywood talk.
I'm kidding. I know exactly what it meant.
So...
What do you feel, Brian? Do you feel a person should come to the door on a date, knock on the door, and come and pick up the girl, or do you think they should beep or text from the car?
Come to the door.
No.
See, I'm telling you, it's just the generation span.
All right. Well,
I'm just telling you how it is.
I think that's not going to happen.
You don't know that for sure.
Well, you know what? If a guy ever came to the door,
I mean, you're not introduce him to the whole family.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Like,
well, how about Jaime? He came right Easter Sunday.
That was different. You're going, if you're bringing a guy into your house, obviously they're coming to the door. How else are they going to walk into the house but through the front door? But. You know, if a guy ever did come to the door to pick me up for a date, I would be like, we have to stop. I have to go podcast. Because I have to tell grandma.
Okay.
About
you
this.
Tell me.
I would be like, it would be crazy. And
you
I would,
tell
me. I would call you.
And if I were you, I would make sure that he did. Because that's the proper way
so
to
I should never,
have a date.
Never, I should never date anybody again. I shouldn't even go on the date if they are... in the street and they honk the horn. I just shouldn't go.
No, you
like,
should tell
them. I've suddenly gotten ill.
No, you should tell them beforehand. Okay, come to the door and I'll meet you. If he has any manners.
I'm sorry,
he
I'm
will
never
do
gonna
that.
Do that.
No, it's not up to you. If he has any
I'm never
manners,
gonna say you have to come
no,
to I'm not gonna do
to
it.
Listen to me what I'm gonna say. If he was brought up properly and he has manners. And he was brought up with respect, he would come to the door and knock on the door. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
But I don't know.
Better be knocking on the door.
Yes. That would be brought up correctly.
Knock, knock, knock.
That's correct. That's correct behavior. That's manners. It's like almost calling all the elderly people, your mother and your father and me, Mr. and Mrs. That is something that was... Every, you know, brought up, you should say Mrs. Hines, Mr. Hines.
Yeah, but that's going out the door, too. People don't do that
unless they come
anymore.
In and say, unless the parents say, oh, please, Don or Joe or Jack or whatever the heck your name is, you should just call me Elizabeth. Now, that would be up to the parents, not
God.
The I'm sorry. I know.
This is not.
I know. I know what you're saying. I've seen it in with my grandchildren. The people were upset because they called them by their first name instead of calling them Mister.
See, as an old, if when I got older and my kids' friends, I would hope they call me by my first name because I'll feel.
No, you won't.
I'll feel younger. Tell them to call me Beyonce.
If they call me Mrs. Bracco, it doesn't matter. If I would feel younger because I feel younger, not because what they called me.
Younger in your soul?
Yes.
How young do you feel?
Me? Oh, God. To be honest with you, I feel like I'm about 55. And I'm not.
Yeah, I know. I feel like some people
I feel very young. I feel very energetic. I feel like I want to do a lot of different things that people don't want me to do because they say, oh, well, you're older. You shouldn't want to do this. But I do. I do want to go on vacation. I do
want to. You should do it. You should get
well,
out there.
I do. I do as best I can, honey. Best I can.
Yeah. I mean, you should act the way, like.
I do the best I can.
I feel like I feel older than I am, so that's why I just, like, stay in the house.
Well, you know, that happens, but I feel like I should go into the city, I should go to the theaters. Not everybody wants to take me there, and yes, can I go by myself? I'm a little frightened.
You know what you need to do? You need to get...
I'm a little frightened.
They're complaining about our podcast, but one last point...
I think they're talking to Haley. I mean,
Olivia, my sister.
Yeah. Something she said about grammar. I don't know.
You need
to
get out there and do like speed dating.
I was thinking of that, but I don't know how to do that.
And then that would just be like
so much
fun for you.
I have to do that with somebody.
I don't want to sit at the bar.
Okay, that's good.
But I'll just act like I'm just at the bar.
I don't want to do match.com. I want to see the person in front of my face. So speed dating would be a good idea. But I don't want to do. I don't want to go on this thing and talk to somebody forever and ever and ever and ever and tell them my whole life story. And I don't see them and I don't know them and they give me bullshit.
Neither do I.
I just want to see them in their face.
All right. Well, we're gonna work on that, and we're gonna have to wrap up this podcast. These are really annoying.
Okay. I'm so sorry. But I hope I helped you a little bit.
Wrap it up. We gotta get dinner. I have to.
Okay.
I gotta pack my trip.
Any last words, Grandma?
No. I mean, I'm sorry if I don't agree with all the young people, but that's my theory.
I don't agree with them. They're nuts.
What? No, we're not.
They're a psychotic.
No,
group.
But that's you should take a lesson on what we say, because we've lived through it.
Crazy too.
No, but we've lived through all this stuff that they're going through.
Okay.
All right.
Stay young, everybody.
Stay young.